Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beat brand for heart health support, the new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Powered by the Salvation Army, with just 27 giving days until Christmas, there's never been a better time to join the fight for good. To give through Alexa, say, "Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army," or visit SalvationArmyUSA.org. The Government's Role in the Rise of Lab-Grown Meat by Adrian Rose Bitar. Last month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and FDA convened to debate meat, what it is and isn't, and if plant-based or lab-grown products like those made by Impossible Burger and Memphis Meats should be called meat. Lab-grown meat is still months from market, but vegetarian meats already have the poultry and cattle industries in a tizzy. Sales of meat analogs are growing at a steady clip of 23% a year, nibbling out a decent market share. Let the meat industry fret. Maybe then they'll follow the lead of Tyson Foods. America's largest meat processor recently purchased a 5% stake in Beyond Meat and a minority stake in Memphis Meats, a lab-grown meat startup. In repositioning the company as a global protein brand, not just a meat purveyor, Tyson's leaders say they're prepared to participate in their own disruption. The FDA, too, needs to encourage innovation for the greater good. It's better for our health, environment, resources, and, not least, our chickens and cows. But fussy regulations are already being spun up. In May, Missouri passed a bill limiting the use of the word meat to an edible portion of livestock or poultry carcass. Now, even plant-based meats will have to rebrand. The FDA shouldn't enact nitpicky labeling rules, especially since it was the federal government that promoted alternative meats in the first place. During World War I, Herbert Hoover pushed Meatless Tuesdays to conserve food on the home front to feed soldiers and hungry civilians in Europe. Hoover's motto was, "Food will win the war," and he was right. Voluntary diet reform in the U.S. saved some 7 million Europeans from starvation. Meat substitutes were central to Hoover's plan. In 1918, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture issued a recipe book touting soybean mush croquettes and meatloaf as protein-rich substitutes. The USDA developed Victory Bread, a high-powered soy and wheat bread which had the same food value as a beefsteak sandwich. The government even rebranded whale as sea beef and staged a public dinner to urge the use of whale meat as a substitute for lamb, beef, and pork. In 1931, Winston Churchill predicted that food technology would soon free humans from, quote, "the absurdity of growing a whole chicken in order to eat the breast or wing by growing these parts separately under a suitable medium," unquote. With these synthetic meats, Churchill imagined how parks and gardens would replace plowed fields. Today's technologies aren't new and different ways of making frankenfoods. They're simply realizing the very old dream of a world free of slaughter but rich with protein. Similarly, World War II inspired creative meat substitutes. In 1940, the National Defense Advisory Commission helped form a committee to promote organ meats in the American diet. Researchers filled sausage casings with brains, kidney, and liver to serve to unsuspecting soldiers in Army mess halls. The U.S. Bureau of Human Nutrition and Home Economics pushed soy, dairy, and nut proteins to substitute for meats like scrapple or codfish in school lunches. One recipe mixed peanuts, soy grits, rice, and cottage cheese into a high-protein loaf served with brown sauce. Maybe the mystery in Mystery Meat was that it wasn't meat at all, just a fatty, environmentally friendly mix of soy, nut, and dairy. Nearly 100 years later, the world still has reason to cut back on meat. Meat is notoriously bad for the environment. UN estimates show global livestock production responsible for about 15% of all human-caused greenhouse gases. One-third of the world's arable land is used to grow feed for livestock, leading to deforestation. Manure also contributes to algal blooms, creating so-called toxic dead zones which threaten our waterways. Our communal health doesn't fare much better. Studies link red meat to cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and obesity. Still, the meat industry lobbies are fighting the FDA about meat labeling standards. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has asked the USDA to more strictly regulate alternative meats, calling them egregiously labeled imitation products. The association claims that products like the Beyond Burger and Impossible Burger will confuse consumers. Of course, regulation helps ensure food safety and a transparent supply chain. Much like the push to label GMOs, labels help consumers know what they're buying. But while a genetically modified tomato and a conventional tomato may look identical, plant-based meats aren't going undercover in the butcher shop. Rather, they're touting their vegetarian, eco-friendly origins as a value added. Beyond Burger calls itself a revolutionary plant-based burger. Impossible Burger claims, "We found a way to make meat using plants so that we never have to use animals again." The FDA's nutrition facts and mandatory ingredient labeling already distinguish plant-based meats from their cow or chicken counterparts. An ingredient list of pea protein, apple fiber, and coconut oil isn't trying to fool anyone. Hoover knew it 100 years ago, and we need to act on it now. The world needs fake meat. We can all be thankful we've moved beyond whale casserole and soy mush croquettes.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with 2 chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.